Welcome back, podcast fans. I'm your host, Annette Hines, and this is Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. Well, today I am going back to answering some questions that I've gotten through social media, through this podcast, and in my practice. So many people come to me overwhelmed with the idea of getting started on their planning process, whether it's an estate plan, whether it's any kind of life planning or attacking any kind of problem or issue that you're facing in your life. And as a person with a disability, as a family with a person with a disability, as a caregiver, there are so many challenges that we face, and many of them just feel overwhelming. Sometimes smaller problems can add up to bigger problems in life. And I think that people kind of get the impression that some of us professionals have it easy, that we're trained to deal with this stuff so we don't get overwhelmed. We have the ability to approach these things logically and that we can just snap our fingers and we know where to go. We have the resources. You know, we are just kind of maybe dancing and singing through life. I hope if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that that is not true for your girl here. And that's probably not true for any of you that are listening. Even as professionals, we face our own challenges with our own families in our own life. And so many of my guests have shown you just that. Maybe you heard Raja's episode where she talked about the challenge that she faced in her own family, where she basically was in the David and Goliath fight with her school district. There are so many people that have been on this podcast that have talked about their experiences, whether they be other attorneys, financial advisors, coaches, occupational therapists, speech therapists, ABA therapists, people who are professionals, but who have come to this life that we have through their own life challenges, whether they are a person with a disability themselves, or whether they are caring for a child or an adult with a disability in their family or in their circle of care. We all have moments, days, years of overwhelm. And I want to just kind of take a piece of this. And, you know, in my world, a lot of what I do is about that life planning. And that comes in three forms: estate planning, estate and special needs planning. That is, you know, so familiar to me. It's what I do for a living. Guardianships and legal authorities, that's number two. And that also requires quite a bit of planning. You know me, the girl who's never met a checklist she didn't love because it's so comforting to me, like that cozy warm blanket that you just wrap yourself in. And then on the, you know, third side of things, we're talking about advocacy and public benefits and all of those supports that help people, whether they're financial or support and service based. And so I want to talk to you about estate and special needs planning, and that's around the documents and the financial side of life, because those are the questions that I have been getting lately. And the overwhelm is around, you know, Annette, I'm sorry, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know where to get started. And these are people who come to me as clients, but not just that. These are the questions that I get through social media, and they come in all forms. I don't know how to find somebody to help me with this. I don't even know what to think about first. Where do I start? Do I start with the financial? Do I start with the documents? You know, do I start with my will? Do I start with healthcare decisions? And the questions go on and on. So I want to simplify things for people I really want to take that horrible knot. I think about it like, have you ever pulled out your Christmas lights? Of course you have. If not Christmas lights, you know, maybe it's a knot in your shoes or something like that. And you know how it's all tangled up. Maybe it's like a jewelry chain or a couple of pieces of jewelry, and they're all knotted up. And you're like, oh crap, like how in the world am I going to get this untangled? And you just have to start with one little piece at a time. It's patience, right? So that's what this is like. You really have to start by pulling out one string at a time. So I want to give you three easy things to think about and to start laying the foundation so that you can get started on a plan. And that's what I'm hoping will help you take that deep breath so that you have some steps to move forward. Because if you just continue to feel this anxiety and this level of overwhelm, you'll never get anything started. And that is not good. You have to move forward. Some planning is better than no planning. And some documents are better than no documents. So that's how we feel as planners. So the first thing that you want to look at is, who are my people in my life? Who do I have as people? And that, you know, sometimes can get depressing. Just talking to a person that I'm coaching, I don't know if all of you know this, but in addition to doing the legal things in my world, I've been expanding the work that I've been doing. And I want to say I radically love the coaching programs that I've been growing. It allows me to do work around the country. And coaching is different than counseling. Counseling as a lawyer, you're giving people answers, they're concrete, you're writing documents, all of those are good. You're being an advocate for somebody. But coaching is helping people come up with solutions for themselves and pointing them to resources and helping them put their plans together and pulling sort of life supports together. It's a whole different set of joys for me. So that's a side note, but we can talk more about coaching some other time. But the idea, you know, with this person that I was coaching was, I don't have a lot of people in my circle. That's okay. It's important to just identify who are those people now and where are the deficits that I have. Both of those things are important. So you want to start writing down, okay, so in this state, in my home state, I have these people who are filling these roles for me, for my spouse, for my kids, my adult kids, somebody to help with possibly with these decisions. Here's, you know, my sister, you know, would really be a good person to fill this role. I'll give you an example. Last weekend, I was working with a close friend and we traveled to talk to one of his healthcare designees to have a conversation about, well, you know, this is what I'd like to have happen if I can't live independently anymore because I'm getting to be of a certain age where I have to start thinking about these things. So over Panera sandwiches, we're having the conversation about, well, if I can't live independently anymore, you know, I'm going to need to move out of my house. I don't have a circle of support in the state that I'm in. Do I want to come back to Massachusetts? Do I want to move to be with my friend in North Carolina? Where are my circles of support? Who will be making healthcare decisions for me? Who will assist me if I can't speak for myself? And we just kind of talked about scenarios, but we did it casually over lunch. And, you know, in that way, we start building a rapport around, you know, who are the people in my world and where do they live and where might I want to go to be near those people as I'm building out my healthcare circles of support? These are casual conversations that you start building over time as you think about those healthcare decisions. So this is as you start to take stock of the people in your world. Okay, so that's the first thing. You know, who are the people in your world? And they might have changed when you first started thinking about this, if you had ever thought about this previously. And if you have thought about it, have you ever started writing things down? Because it's time to start writing things down. Now, if you have been part of my circle for a while, you probably know that I've been developing some courses, some master classes that come with some videos and some written materials. Well, part of that is a great workbook that has a place for you to write down all of your circles of support. Call it your circle of care. And this is a great place to do it. But you don't have to buy my materials in order to do that. You can just get yourself a notebook. I'm not here to convince you that you have to buy things from me. Grab yourself a 99-cent notebook and start writing down your circle of care. Just have it somewhere where you know you can do it on your computer. You just have to make sure that somebody knows where it is and can get into it when the time comes. You have to share that with people in your circle. So as you're moving from this, you know, number one, who are my people? Gathering my people and understanding where they are. And eventually you're going to add phone numbers and addresses and emails. One of the things that I said to my friend, who I happen to be one of his key people for, was, you know, I don't know how to get a hold of this person and this person and this person. I know who they are, but I don't have current phone numbers for any of them. This one's moved, that one retired, and you know, now that their kids are grown, they've gone off and gone to Florida. I don't know where they are anymore. I need updated information for certain people. I can't get in touch with them. Your brother's moved to a different country. I kind of need a list. So I gave them some homework and I said, you want me to be kind of a key person in your circle. I need a list. And that was some homework that I gave. And while you know, it's not urgent, there's not anything major going on, starting to gather those names and email addresses and phone numbers is kind of critical. And it's important to keep that updated every now and then. All right, so that's number one. That's kind of easy, right? That's not so overwhelming. You know who the people are in your life, even if there's only a few. There is a list. You can do that. And you can start writing down, you know, who would you need, but you don't have in your circle, because you may need to start cultivating those people, whether they be professionals or otherwise. That's where many people start to freeze in the headlights. I don't have X. I don't have a caregiver for my adult son. I don't have that next guardian. I don't have a trustee. Okay, noted. How do I start working on that? Those are questions that you can write down and you can start working on as you start building up your future plan. But you don't have to panic over that. That can be your homework for later. Just get started on the list that you have and give yourself that homework. And then you can start building that out once you get to your step three, which is your professionals. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Okay, what's step two? Step two in the estate and financial planning process is, okay, what is my stuff? And where is my stuff? What stuff do I have? I find this step challenging. The finances give me a little bit of a stomach ache all the time because I grew up in a situation where, we kind of didn't have a lot and kind of was never enough. And I don't know why, but I just get very anxious about money. So I don't like to see it all laid out because, I always feel concerned that there's not enough there and that I'm not going to have enough and it's not going to be enough to take care of me. So I get a little anxious and stomach achy, and I have to kind of fight through that instinct to not look, to look away. What I want you to do is to start building another list of, what are my bank accounts? What kind of insurance do I have? Where are my things? Do I own a house? Do I have a mortgage on it? What are my debts?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Have you been searching for a law firm that understands the unique challenges of your family? We can help. My name is Annette Hines, and I'm a mom and an attorney. And I'm also an advocate. And I started Special Needs Law Group because when my family was young, I struggled to find all the services and support that my family needed. We can help here at Special Needs Law Group with special needs trusts, guardianships, and maybe you aren't even sure what you need yet, and we can help with that too. Book a free call today. You can either use our link in the show notes, or you can go to www.specialneeds-law.com. See you soon. What's all the information around that? There's a lot of great computer programs that can help with that now. Maybe you do have a financial advisor that can assist you with this. Maybe you don't. If you don't have a financial advisor, you can still do this yourself. You can get started just making the list yourself of, okay, what do I have through my job? Do I have some life insurance? You can go to your HR department and start finding out what benefits do I have? Do I have long-term disability insurance? Do I have long-term care insurance? Those two things are very different. Long-term disability insurance provides insurance if you become disabled and cannot work. It will give you a supplemental paycheck, basically, of a certain percentage of your pay. And there are, certain rules around it depending on what the insurance policy provides. So you want to take a look at that. Short-term disability will pay for a short period of time, maybe 12 weeks. That's usually about the maximum. Not many people have short-term disability insurance. Most people, if they have any, will have long-term disability insurance. It kicks in after a certain amount of weeks that you're out of work and will cover you sometimes until you're of retirement age, age 65 or older, and you can collect retirement. Long-term care insurance is different. That provides insurance for care at home or in a facility. And long-term care insurance is hard to come by these days. It's quite expensive, and most people don't have it. But it's important to check with your HR department at your work and figure out what you're covered for, what they pay for, and what you pay for out of your paycheck. Because benefits that you pay for yourself have different tax designations. And it's really important to understand all of those benefits that you have and what the tax implications are of those benefits. Do you have life insurance through your work? Do you purchase life insurance separately from your work? And what do you have for savings? Do you have a 401k or a 403b or some other retirement savings at your job? And do you have any of that outside of your job that you're doing yourself? What savings do you have outside of your work? So once you've gathered all of your stuff, do you have that Rembrandt or that Monet painting hanging on the wall? Lucky you. Do you have a signed baseball? Do you have things that you really care about that are sentimental value but have no monetary value really? But you want to note those kind of things down. What are all of your passwords to get into your computers and your phone and your social media? Those are important too. People need to understand all of that. So that's number two. Gather all of your stuff. And then the third thing and the final thing, and these are the three easy steps, is how do I find the professionals to help me work on the goals that I have? And setting the goals and finding the professionals can be, the last and the hardest hurdle, really. So finding an estate planning attorney and a financial advisor that understands your family and finding them in your state can be a little bit more difficult. One of your best tools is to ask people that you know. Have you worked with somebody? Have you been happy with them? Getting a referral from somebody that you know and trust is probably the most amazing way to find someone that you'll be happy with. Now, don't just get one reference, one referral. Ask a bunch of people. When you go to one of those talks that they give at your church or your school or the local ARC, that's a good way. I've given many, many of those talks. But the people that do those talks are not always the best and the brightest. And I'm speaking as someone who's given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those talks as a volunteer. So I'm not trying to denigrate the volunteers. A lot of people do go out to give their time and volunteer their time as a true, public service, but many people do it as a way to drum up business. And I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly going out to give lots of public service talks. So you'll want to be thoughtful and careful about who you engage to help with that sort of thing. Check and make sure what their credentials are. Ask good questions. How many special needs plans do you do? How many clients, what percentage of your business is this? Make sure that this is something that is, a specialty of theirs. If you're looking for a special needs planner in your state, I would check with NAELA.org, NAELA. NAELA.org has a specialization called a CELA, a Certified Elder Law Attorney, CELA. Now, I'm not a CELA, but a lot of people are, and that means that they've done some extra credentialing. It's a good place to start, but just going to the NAELA.org website and looking for someone in your state that has gone to the extra mile of being part of this organization that I've been a member of for very, very long time. And I sat on and then chaired the Special Needs Steering Committee at the national level for, again, many, many years. People who put their time in and go to these national conferences and continue to educate themselves and be part of this special needs and elder law community are incredibly invested. And you really want to be sure that you've got somebody incredibly invested in staying educated. There's also these types of communities for financial advisors as well. And so asking those good questions, getting those referrals, that's where you can find your best and brightest for special needs and disability communities. Okay, those are your three general, easy breezy steps to getting started on an estate and special needs plan. I know it's not that easy, but please get started, do something. Being overwhelmed is, I know, kind of just part of being in a special needs family and having all of these issues that we confront every day. I'm wishing you the best. Please don't hesitate to reach out. If there's anything I can do to help you, I'm here. I would be happy to give you a resource if I have one in your state. Don't hesitate to message me. I would love to get you started on the right track. Check out our master classes. Maybe they'll give you some information that you need. Maybe you'll be able to use our workbook to get you going in the right direction. Hoping that this will help you, I hope that you've had a great summer. I hope that the fall will energize you like it does me, and you can get started on the right foot. Here's hoping that this is great. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to take a second to say how much I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these podcasts. I'm having a blast doing them, and I hope that you're finding the content to be what you were really hoping. If you are, please take a second to leave a rating and a review. It's so helpful in getting this content out to people who really need to hear it. Thank you so much.